Dust during almond harvest is a problem, but there are incentives to get a low-dust harvesting unit starting next year. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with a California Tree Nut Report. Aaron Tarango is a grant program supervisor with the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District.
2019, we did a pilot program for low-dust harvesters. We run it kind of a pilot program to see how it works, to see, you know, what was out there, how people kind of liked it, adhered to it. We ended up funding about $1.6 million for about 29 projects.
And the incentive is great. The district will pay for half of a self-propelled or pull-behind PTO equipment.
And it seems to be everybody pretty much liked it. And so what we did was we wrote a grant proposal to US EPA under their Targeted Airshed Grant Program. We were actually awarded $10.3 million for that, which is great. So it will allow us to continue this program going forward. And look for it. We'll begin to ramp the program up and kind of get some applications set up, get a website set up to accept these things. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Some of the questions we get too is, well, what's available?
Tarango said there's 5 units that would qualify for the program now.
And those were done over kind of a joint venture between us, the Almond Board, NRCS helped pay for a study to see which ones would qualify.
Tarango mentions the units that would qualify for the major incentives.
So East McNair, Flory, Exact, Jackrabbit, and then the Tinius unit was also available. So there's 5 units that are available for the program.
Want more information? Call the SJV Air Pollution Control District. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.